this week's parsha is Parsha's Vayishlach. It says, and this is parsha is basically the whole parsha of Yaakov meeting Esav and how Yaakov deals with Esav. There's very, very big foundations in this parsha about this Indian, how to deal with Esav and how we deal with the Ra in the world. So understanding this parsha is going to help us in all these understandings. Okay, and also at the end of the parsha, if we get there, Rabbeinu Bechaya is a very, very famous Rabbeinu Bechaya, and the sources in the Zohar, the Arizal, about the Shviras HaMalachim, Shviras HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels. If we get there, B'ezras Hashem, we'll read the Rabbeinu Bechaya and see what we can understand. Let's go. Vayishlach, So it goes. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. Yaakov sent Malachim, angels, mamish, lefanav, in front of him, el Esav achiv, to Esav his brother, atza Seir, to the land of Seir. Seir is the place of Esav. Sedeh Edom, the field of Edom. Seir, as we know, Seirim are like Shadim. Seirim, the Seir Lazazel, right? So Seir represents the place of Ra in the world. That's the place of Esav. Edom, we know Esav is called Edom. Red is Din, Ed, something red, things which are red, blood is red, things which are red, it represents physicality. Yep, that's Esav. Vayetzavotam, and he commanded them. This is now the big meeting of Yaakov and Esav. Vayetzavotam, he commanded them, Lemo, ko tomun adoni le'esav. This is what you say to my master, to Esav. Now see how what covet he gives to Esav. Thus said your servant, right? Dachna'ad Yaakov. Im Lavan Gauti. With Lavan I was dwelling. Lavan was the first Golas. We said last week, Lavan was the Golas, the Gros says, was the remes of the Golas of Mitzrayim. Right? Things that happened with Lavan happened with Mitzrayim. Va'echa ad ata. And I was delayed till now. And Rashi says, Gauti. And even in the Golas, even in the depths of Golas with Lavan, Garti, Tariag Mitzvot Shamati, and I kept the Tariag Mitzvot. So I'm Shalem. I'm still with all the Mitzvot. It's not Shaykh, Kasher Tarid. You can't, right? Yaakov comes with Esav, telling him, I'm keeping Mitzvot. He's a Remez. Yeah? Ve'ili Shor V'chamo. And there is to me the Koach of Shor V'chamo. Right? What's Shor? Shor is Yosef, Ale Shor. What does Yosef represent? Yosef represents, it's brought down in Rabbi Nosson, Likud Bet. Yeah, Yosef represents Tefillah. Right? Chamo is Yisachar. Yisachar is Chamo Garin. Right? Yisachar represents Torah. So Yaakov's coming with Esav with the call Yaakov. What's the call of Yaakov? The call of Tefillah and the call of Torah. That's Keneged, Yedaim Yedei Esav. Yeah? Son, Ve'eved, V'shivcha, V'shalcha, L'hagid, L'adoni, L'imso Chayim Be'enecha. Right? And now he's sending this present to Esav to find Chayim Be'enav. V'yashuv ha'malachim al Yaakov. They came back to Yaakov. Banu elachich el Esav. V'gam holech rikatecha. He's coming in front of you. Arba me'ot ish imo. And 400 people with him. The concept of 400 we see is Arba me'ot kesef of Ephron. Arba me'ot is taf. Taf represents malchus. Here is the connecting of the 400 of Yaakov, the malchus of Esav. Sorry, the 400 of Esav, the malchus of Esav. With the Malchus of Yaakov. Like that we said in the previous parashas, Ryan Parashas told us, When this Malchus comes, this falls. When this Malchus comes, this falls. Which is going to take off? The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah, of Yaakov, or the Malchus of Edom, of physicality? Nituk. From the spiritual. Connection with the spiritual, either physical expression of the spiritual or disconnection from the spiritual. And Rosh Shel Esav, we know, is Amalek, and Amalek represents that. That's the fight, the final fight of Klal Yisrael, right? To remove Amalek. Amalek says the grass, Amalek represents Am Shemolek, the people who cut us off from the connection. As you do Malika with an off, the disconnection of the head from the body, the disconnection of the physical from the spiritual. Vayira Yaakov Me'od. Yaakov was very frightened. Vayetzelo. Right? What's Vayetzelo? Says Rashi. Ya Vayira Shem Yareg. He was worried he was going to be killed. Vayetzelo im Yarog hu et acherim. Right? What do you mean he's going to kill other people? Let him kill himself. What's it worry about killing other people? Other people who are innocent. Other people who don't deserve to be killed. Right? Yaakov's not a, you know, he's worried. Okay. So now, we see this fear of Yaakov. Now we see a few things that Yaakov does. So first, we see the present. Then now we see, Vayachatz et ha'am asher ito, he separates the people with him, v'tatzon v'tabakav gamalim l'shtei machanot. He puts them in two machanot. Right? V'yom im yavo ha'isav el ha'machane achat, v'yikau v'ya machane ha'shnisha l'pleita. The other machane. That's why the Jewish people are always dispersed. Because if chas v'shalom Esav comes on us in one place, we're saved in another place. Here Yaakov prepares himself for war. So we see Matanot. First he starts with Matanot. Then war. And now it's going to be Tefillah. Vayome Yaakov Elohei Avi Avraham Velohei Avi Yitzchak Hashem Omeh Elai Shuv La'atzicham Lo'atecha Ativaymach. Right? Katonti Mikol HaChasadim. I'm small from Om the Chesed. Mikol HaEmet. All the truth Asher Asit Elai Avdech. What you did to your servant. Ki B'makli Avarti Et HaYarden Hazeh. Vata iti l'shtei machanot. Katonti, he says, Shemi yigrom atachet. Right? All the goodness you've done for me, maybe I've really got all that I needed. All my schuyot. Yaakov is worried he doesn't have schuyot to fight Esav. His tefillah won't be answered. Yeah? Ki b'makli avarti, so here's a midrash agada. So Nivka Yarden, Derech Agav, I'm just explaining, the few of the Ramazim that was in the goddess of Lavan. Why Lavan was the beginning of goddess Mitzrayim, why it's hinted there. Yaakov came, right? He worked very hard, that's the Avodat Parech, right? What's it called? You see, when he left, the Jordan parted, at the parting of the Red Seas, right? What other things were... Then Lavan chased him. Remember Lavan chased him? He was one day and Lavan chased him 7 days. That's like Kriyas Yamsuf. And then Rachel took the Terafim. That's the Avodah Zarah from Lavan. That's the Shvira, the breaking of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. There are a lot of hints in the parasha by Lavan, the remes of Goddess Mitzrayim. Hatzileni na miyadachi. Say be pleased from the hand of my brother. Why my brother? Miyad Esav. And Esav. Ki yare anochi ito oto pen yavo vikana eim abanim. He'll kill the mother on the children. Right? He's two tefillahs here. Miyad achi. When Esav behaves to me as a brother. Miyad Esav. From the hand of Esav. There's a time when Esav comes to us like achi. The time Esav comes to us is Esav Arosha to fight us. Both are Esav. Both Yaakov is davening tefillah. The end of days, we're going to see here, the end of days. Now, what happens? Right? So now, V'yolen Sham, he rested there. He brought to Esav. Now we see this whole parasha. So Rashi goes into detail. Why we need to know all of these things? What he sent to Esav? So Rashi says, bring us Midrash Agada, that we know the owner of Tashmish. Right? Lefi Torah Adam, I'm his owner of Tashmish. Right? You understand what I'm saying? And that's the present he's sending to Esau. Why is this the present with this hint he's sending to Esau? What's it to do with Esau? Why is this, why is the Chazal telling us, right, Chumash telling us, that the present that was given to Esau was a present, and it was a hint to us about how often a person's allowed to be, you know, should be with his wife. Well, what's the kesha? Why is this the present being sent to Esau? So, on a deeper level, you have to understand that the whole concept of Klal Yisrael and the whole difference between Klal Yisrael and all the other ummas is how they relate to their wives. Most of the world understands the concept of a female, of a woman, as evil. We're the only religion in the world that I know of, and when I say the religion, I'm speaking about Buddhism, Islam, right? Islam sees it as a physical pleasure, because it sees Olam Haba as a physical, right? And Christianity as the ideal is not to be married. What can you do? Judaism is the only religion that in Yom Kippur, Lifnai, V'Lifnim, the Kohen Gadol has to be married. The matana we're sending to Esav is a matana on how often a person should be with his wife. I.e., that's the difference. This is what you have to take from us. This is the matana you have to learn from us. You have to learn that this is not a physical act. This is a spiritual act. The Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim represented a man and a woman. When our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shir HaShirim, is a relationship of a male to a female. The highest level of Kedusha is that Chibur, is that connection. That's the connection that brings Neshamas to the world. That's the connection, that's Kedushin, that's holiness. Because from a Jewish point of view, the whole concept of the female concept is the connection of the physical to the spiritual. And since this is the Nekuda, this is the main Nekuda in which Klal Yisrael are fighting Esau. Because Klal Yisrael is fighting Esau, Esau says the physical is for the physical. The female is representing physicality, the sea of physicality in the world. And that's how Esau sees the female concept. We see the female concept as completely different. The expression of the spiritual and the physical, the connection of the physical to the spiritual. And that's the matana we're giving to Esau. That's what we're showing him. Change. That's the present you need to take. You need to take this. You need to accept this from us. So, V'yakum b'layla hu, v'yikach et shtei nashav. He got up in that night, right? This is after he brought the mincha to Esau. So he did three things already. Matana, tfila, milchama, right? V'et shtei shivchotav, v'et achad asa yeladav, his 11 children. V'yavo et ma'ava yabok. V'yikachem, and he took them, v'yaviram et hanachal, he passed them, the nachal, v'yave et asher, and he passed over that which is his. V'yivate, now Yaakov is left alone. V'yivate Yaakov levado. Yaakov is left alone. Says Chazal, Rashi says, he went back, shachach pachim ktanim. He forgot small vessels. V'chazale, and he went back for them. What are these small vessels? And Yaakov went up back for him, and this caused the fight between Yaakov and Esav. There was a fight over these small vessels. What are these small vessels? So, what are these small vessels? What do they represent? So you wanted to say small vessels, the pachim katanim of Hanukkah, the pach katan that were found with the chotemet of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, but what does these pachim katanim represent? V'yavek ish imo. And Yaakov grappled with a man. Who was this man? This was Sarah Shel Esau. This is the Yetzer Hara, Sar Shel Esav, Malach HaMavet. This is Yaakov's fight. This is now the spiritual fight of Yaakov with Esav. Ad Alot HaShachar, till the rising of the dawn. Alot HaShachar represents the Ole, nighttime represents Golas. This fight is a time of Golas, we're fighting with Esav. Till Alot HaShachar, the rising, the appealing of dawn, which is the coming of Mashiach. This fight is the fight we're in now. V'yah, ki lo yecholo. The Sar Shel Esav couldn't on Yaakov. Yaakov was too strong for him. V'yiga b'kaf yerecho. And he hit him. He touched him, literally. B'kaf yerecho. And his loins. V'tika b'kaf yerech Yaakov. He touched there. Right? Be'avko imo. With fighting him. Hazal say, Yaakov was injured. We see that Yaakov was solea after this. Yaakov was injured. He was limping. The raglaim represent that which is ma'amid adam, which person stands on. I, Chazal say here, these are tomchei d'orais, the people who are going to support the Jewish people's learning. At the end of days, that's going to be a problem. The Torah learning in Klal Yisrael is not going to get tmicha. And Yaakov, that's going to be the fight. That's the first thing Esav goes to. He goes for Yaakov's ruchnius. Says, rehearse, the other thing is, kaf yerech, that represents the loins, represents the mokma bris. That Yaakov will be nifka in that place. What does that mean? There will be a nisayon in the arayas. Mokma arayas. Now, if you understand this a little bit more, you'll understand these represent two things. Mokam Arias, Kneged Kipas Yishmael. That's Kneged Yishmael. That's the Arias. And these two things are related. And Torah is Kneged Esav. Because Esav represents separation of the physical from the spiritual. Torah is that connection. So here the fight at the end of days in these two areas. Says the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Issurei Bia. That only a person whose mind is panui from Divrei Torah, is free from Divrei Torah, does he have thoughts about women. But a person whose mind is full of Torah, he doesn't have these thoughts. And he shows there, the Lashon of the Rambam there shows that the learning of Torah is like the love of a woman, that it's on you the whole time. It's zeh keneged zeh asa Elokim. Or a person has this in his mind, or he has Torah in his mind. So this is the fight at the end of days. And this is the fight we see. The world became more promiscuous. Klipas Yishmael. Yishmael became stronger. The world lost its connection with Ruchnius, Torah. That's what we're fighting. That's the fight at the end of days. What is this now? We see that Yaakov won this fight. These Pachim Ketanim, which you said, represents the Pachim of Chanukah. What do these Pachim of Chanukah represent? They represent that even when our Beis HaMikdash is Tamei, even when we have no kesher with Ruchnius, it's taken away from us. Yavan took it away. We find Pachim Ketanim. And from those Pachim Ketanim, from those little lights, we illuminate the whole menorah. Not for 7 days, for 8 days. Eight represents one more than physical, the Maharal, right? Everyone knows that. For eternity, there's a haftacha here. That even in Klal Yisrael, this is what Yaakov, let's see this. This I heard from Rav Moshe. Vayomer, it's the next pasuk. Vayomer, Shalcheini, the Malach says, send me. Yaakov fought him. Now Yaakov has dominion over him. Shalcheini, send me. Ki Allah Shacha, rise the pillar of dawn. And I have to give Shira, says Rashi. I'm not going to send you. Ki im birachtani. Only if you bless me. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says a very interesting thing here. So it says, Barachtani, bless me. Hode li ala brachot shibirucheni avi. Shasu esav ma'arei aleihem. Bless me. I want the brachas. So now it says, and here he blessed him, Bal Kocho. forcefully, Yaakov forcefully asked him to bless him. He blesses him. V'yomer elav, ma shimcha, v'yomer Yaakov. V'lo Yaakov, y'emer od shemecha. You won't be called anymore Yaakov. Kim Yisrael. Kisarita, you had dominion im Elohim, im Malachim, im Anashim, who's Anashim? Lavan ve'esav ve'tuchan, you were able to fight me, the Yitzhahara, Sarah shel Esav, Lavan ve'esav, and you're able. You have dominion over the Ra and the world. That was the Hodah and the Brachas. But when? Now Rashi goes through here. He says, Bacha Malach, the Malach cried. V'yitchanen lo, and he pleaded with him. Umma nitchanen lo. What did he plead with him? Beit El Yimtzenu. I'll find you in Beit El later on. I'll come and be mowed on the brachos. V'sham yidabe imo imanu. There I'll speak with you. Hamtenli, wait for me there, I'll be mowed. Ad shidabe imanu sham. V'lo ratza Yaakov, the achad didn't want. V'al kocha hodalo aleim. Now he was mowed on them. He pleaded with him, the Malach, to wait for him. What was this whole fake thing? The Malach, this is an angel of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malach pleading with Yaakov, cried. What's this thing that Yaakov fought with him? Now on the brachas. Even for those Jews who are pachim ktanim, even for those Jews who aren't Shomer Torah mitzvahs, who are a chok, the Beis HaMikdash, they're mityavnim, they're a chok from Yiddishkeit, they're a chok from everything. Those pachim ktanim Yaakov went back for, and he fought with the Malach Esav. Yisrael Muma, a Yisrael Muma, Yisrael who? Yisrael Shechata, Yisrael that sinned, Yisrael who? He's still Yisrael. Yaakov fought for Klal Yisrael, even when Klal Yisrael was the lowest of the lowest. We still have the brachas. We still have the brachas. That's what he fought for. That's also the nature of Chanukah. It doesn't matter how low we are, how far we are. There's always a Pach Shemen that can be found in a person that can rekindle him and bring him back. Klal Yisrael can go to the lowest of the lows, but they can always come back. You don't lose your Shem Klal Yisrael. You don't lose your name Klal Yisrael. That's what he fought for here. Because Yaakov saw with the Ruach HaKodesh that Esav was going to be Matzliach at the end of the generations. Esav opened his doors. He davened, right? Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. Even Achi. When Esav behaves me as a brother, he says, be like me. And that's what we're going to see now. Even then, Yaakov, that's the fight here. Yaakov wins over Esav, even when we have the world of Ishmael, the world of Pritzis. Even we have the world of Esav, the world which is connected to Torah. If we've lost the fight in that, we still have that Pach Shemen. There's Pachim Ketana that Yaakov fought for, and we still have the brachas, we still have the ability to come back. That's what he's fought for here. So I'm going to skip a little bit. V'yizrach lo shemesh, and the sun came to heal him. Kasher avad pnuel, right? The face of God, literally. Pniel. V'hu solea yerecho. And he was solea. He was affected by it. So like I told you, klipas ishmael, the promiscuousness, and klipas ishmael, which is connected to the Torah, right? That's the final goddess. That's the goddess wearing. Alken lo yachlu. Pray Yisrael at Gida Noshe, Asher Kaf HaYarech, Ad HaYom HaZeh, till this day, Ki Naga V'Kaf Yarech Yaakov B'Gid HaNoshe. Gida Noshe is a Gid. The Gid represents the connection of the legs to the loins. So there's a disconnect of the lower part of Yaakov to the upper part of Yaakov. That represents that our higher self does not have dominion on our lower self. That represents promiscuity and also represents those who part of Klal Yisrael, who represents the lower part, the Raglaim Klal Yisrael, the people who are Ma'amid Klal Yisrael, the higher part of Klal Yisrael represents those who are learning Torah. There's a, the lower part is a disconnect from the higher part. That means that Tom Chederais, the people who are supporting Torah, are disconnected from those which are learning Torah. I.e. those people who are the lower part are disconnected. They don't see the value of Torah. So Yaakov's going around without raglayim, or limping, right? That's the matzav we're in today. We're limping. We're Jewish people, we're limping. Okay. Vayisa Yaakov eina vayera hinei esav ba'imo v'imo abam od ish yachatz et ha'yeladim v'et Lea v'et Rachel v'et shtei ha'shvachot. So now Esav's coming. So now we see. V'yasam et ha'shvachot et yeladeim rishoni. Put first the shvachot and their children. V'et Lea v'yeladeh. Then Lea and her children. Achronim. After them. V'et Rachel v'et Yosef achronim. Yeah? Then Rachel and Yosef achronim. Now we're going to see this is a change here. Yeah? I'm going to skip. Revi. Yeah? V'tikashna. Right? Hashvachot. Goshen, we always say Goshen is a Goshen of Chibu. So now, remember, we're speaking about the end of days. Tikashna shvachot, heine viladeem tishtachavena. And they bow before Esav. V'tikash gam lea viladeem tishtachavu. And they also bow before Esav. It's Revi. Vachanigash Yosef. Now this is a change. Not Rachel but Yosef. It's Yosef v'Rachel v'shtachavu. Why Yosef v'Rachel? So Rashi says, Nigash Yosef v'Rachel. B'kula imahot nigashot lifnei habanim. First the wives, then the children. Aval v'Rachel Yosef nigash lifanei. Yosef went first. Why? Ama imi yafata. My mother is yafata. Sheme yitle ba'inav. He'll put his eyes on her. Oto rasha. What's the eyes of Esav? It's Ayin Hara. The Ayin that wants to draw everything into him. Amod Kenegda, I will stand, Yosef will stand against her. Vekvenu, and I will prevent him, Milistakelva, for him to look, for that Ayin Hara to be mitpashet on him, to go on him, her. Mikam, from here, Zacha Yosef lebrukat Ale Ayin. Ale Ayin is the broch of Ayin Tova. That Yosef has the bracha of Ayin Tova. Ayin Hara isn't sholet on Yosef. Because he fought the Ayin Hara of Esav. Yosef, what's Ayin Hara? I have to understand. Ayin Hara is the concept. It's all mine. I'm here to consume everything. I'm here to bring in everything into me. It's me. I represent the center of the world. Ayin Tova, right, is the opposite. I'm here to give to the world. I'm here to see what your needs are and to give to you, to see the good in you as well. Right? It's the same thing. It's Ayin Tova. Ayin Tova can only come from an ethic, from a concept, right? If I see the physical world as a world of just being absorbed, and for me to having the pleasures, the physical world for the physical itself, that's Esav, that's Ayin Ra. Yosef represents the bringing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Ayin Tova means bringing the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world by giving to other people, bringing that goodness into the world, connecting, reconnecting to the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the fight of Yosef and Esav. Yosef is the one who fights Esav. We'll see next week's parasha. Yaakov is going to be the spark, Yosef is the lava, and Esav is the kash. Yosef's flame is going to burn. This is a makor that Yosef has that koach of Ayin Tova to fight Esav.
How?
The tigash, right? The loshon of Goshen, the loshon, we see that loshon is loshon of Chibur. Esav wanted to be mitchaber. Esav wants to connect with the daughters of Yaakov. That's what's happening here. And Yosef is the one that fights that.
So,
Esav, right? So now, after this, for Yomer, mi lecha kol ha-machane hazeh? Who's all this machane? Asher pegashti, which I met, v'yomer limtzo chen b'enei Adoni, to find favor in the eyes of my masters. See how Yaakov speaks to Esav, with such hachna, with such reverence. V'yomer Esav, yesh li rav, I have much, I have a lot. Speaks with gaiva, I have a lot, I have more than I need. Achi, yesh lecha asher lecha. Here says Chazal, Esav is moda on the brachas to Yaakov. When is Esav moda? When he has. When Esav has, Esav's okay. It's only when Esav doesn't have, then Esav soneth Yaakov. When does Esav have? When Yaakov has. Because kol habracha comes from Yaakov. When Yaakov is doing what's right, Esav leaves him alone. because he has bracha, because that bracha comes from Yaakov. For Yom Yaakov, Al na im na matzati chen beinech, v'lakach de minchati miyad. You take the mincha. Yaakov gives to Esav. Ki al ken ra'iti panech grot pnei Elohim tirutzeini. As if I see the face of my master. And look at the lashon he's speaking. It's not like he's fighting, he's speaking, you know. He's speaking with such pious. That's how we deal with Esav. We flatter him. Kach na et birkati asher huvat lecha ki chaneni Elohim. Hashem gave grace to me. Ki yesh li kol. I have all that I need. Yaakov speaks with a lashon of a novice, says Rashi. I have all that I need. I don't need more. I don't need Rav. I need all that I need. What was all that I need? Lechem le'achol, bread to eat, beged lilbosh. If Yaakov says, I want a lot, I want a house, I want a jacuzzi, that's Esav, that's not Yaakov, yeshli kol. Yaakov should be sufficient with him, with the minimum. I was once in England, and there was this very, very rich guy. I think I had to go to give something to him. And I think he was a chassid. I forgot now the name of the person, but and he had, as I walked in, he had like a police outside to protect him because he was so rich. But his rebbe told him that he can't live in a big house. He lived in the same house that he started off. It was a small house, a two-three bedroom house. He was all his family. He had all the riches. His rebbe told him, his chassid told him, can't move out. He has to stay there. Why? Yeshli kol, that's Yaakov. You don't need the big house. You have 2-3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids. Okay, maybe you need an extra room for kids. I have a neighbor, 15 kids. They lived in 3 bedrooms. 2.5 bedrooms. No, and what beautiful kids, what happy kids. You don't need, okay, that's usual life, you know. You know, I have another neighbor has 12 kids, another neighbor has, right? I only have 9 kids, right? That's Yerushalayim. People live in small places. They don't need so much. They live on little. They actually call that to Yaakov. And look at how happy they are. Go to other places, go to America, people are so happy. They have a big mansion, their husband's working. They spend the whole day in the mall. They're lonely, the women. Money doesn't bring happiness. Adrabah, it brings a lot of tzaras. If you don't have money for your basic needs, that can cause problems. But if you have what to eat, lechem le'achol, beged lilbosh, you have your basic needs, money is not a fun factor in making you happy. Happiness comes from pnimius, from working yourself, for living a purposeful life, from doing good things to other people, for helping people. That's where a person gets his happiness. It's a complete different hashkafa, Yaakov to Esav. Yesh li kol. I have all that I need. I'm not looking for the Rav. I'm not looking for more. I have what I need. That's it. I'm sufficient. Let me go and give with that. Mm-hmm. Let me give to other people. Let me help other people. Let me sit and learn. Okay. So now it says, like I remember I told you before, it says Yaakov davens for, right? Hatzileni na miyad achi, save me from the hand of my brother. Even he behaves me as a brother. Here, now, this is the final days. Esav is now telling Yaakov. Vayomen, he says to him, Nisa, let us go together. V'nelcham, we'll go. V'elcha l'negdech, and I will be with you, against you. We'll go together, says Esav. The end of days, Esav opens his doors to Yaakov and says, let's go together.
The end of days where he's...
How does Yaakov answer? Vayom elav, Adoni, my master, Yodea, you know, ki yeladim rakim, the children are soft, vason v'baka alot alai, they're coming up on me. Utafkum yom echad, if you go fast one day, umeitu koratzon, all the time, which represents Klal Yisrael, is going to die. So what is Yaakov saying? If I come with you, Esav,
I'll lose everything and you'll lose everything.
Yeah. No, no, he won't lose. I'll lose everything. Speaking about Yaakov, this is Yaakov answering.
No, I know, but you said that...
As Esav now says, V'yavona Adonai lifnei avdo, v'ani et na'ala li'iti, I'll go slowly, l'regel ha'malocha, asher lifnei, u'l'regel ha'ledim, because of the children. I have to go slowly. I can't come with you. Ad asher evo et adni se'ira. Right?
What's Seira?
Until I come to the master, Seira. Seira is the place of Esav.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seira, I said before, Seira represents the place of Ra. Seira is the Seira Izim, right? The Seir, every time you see Seir, represents something bad happens. Seir Izim with Yosef, Seir Lazazel, right? Seir Seirim represents the Shadim. Seir is the place of Ra. That's the place of Esav, right? Vayomer Esav atzigana imcha min ha'am asher iti v'yomer lamaze emso chen b'enei Adoni, right? So it says, V'yeshev b'yom ahu Esav l'dar kol Seir. Esav went to Seira, V'yakov nasa Sukkot. So Yaakov doesn't go with Esav, he goes to Sukkot. V'yiven lo bayis, that's place of Mikdash, l'miknehu, v'asa Sukkot. That's for Jewish people who are in Sukkot. Sukkot is a place of protection. Sukkot represents Kanfei Ashrina. That's what a Sukkot represents.
So Yaakov...
Al-Kain, Kara Hashem, Amakom Sukkot. So he went to Sukkot. End of days, Yaakov will be where Esav is in Seira. But then Yaakov went first to a place of protection, a place of divine presence. And from the place of protection, from the place of building, at the end of days, we will finally go to Esav in Seira, and the Ra will be destroyed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's Sukkot... Sukkot is a time of Milchemes Gog u'Magog. We're in the parasha Gog u'Magog, right? That's the final fight between the Koch Hara in the world and the Koch of Tov in the world. That's the final fight, and that brings on Mashiach. So now, the Megala and Mukot explains that this whole thing now that's happening with Yaakov is a remes to Hanukkah, and it's coming after this parasha of Esav, because the whole concept of the fight of Hanukkah was not a physical war. It was a war in which Yavan wanted Jewish people to be mit Yavanim, to be like them, to take, just change the hashkafas. And Yavan represents the Yofi, the physical world for its physical. What you see is what there is. Right? Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. He came complete. Yer Shechem. Asher be'eretz Kanaan. In the eretz of Kanaan. Bebo mipadan Aram v'yichan et pnei ha'ir. And he dwelt on Pnei Ha'ir, right? So, Rashi, what does Rashi say here?
What pasuk?
Says Rashi, Shalem begufo shenitraper mitzalato, Shalem b'mamono, completed his money, shelo chasar klum mikol oto doron, that present gave to Esav, Shalem b'torato, shelo shachav talmudo b'beit Lavan. Ir Shechem, right? Shechem we know, right? Was a place given to Yosef. Shechem echad al achicha. Shechem was a place. Yosef buried in Shechem, right? The period of the Shvatim happened in Shechem. Shechem was a place that needed Yosef's burial, needed the koach of Yosef. We're going to see the koach. Like I said, the koach against Esav is the koach of Yosef. The koach connected Yavon is the koach of Yosef. So Dafka Shechem is the place of Yosef. That's the place where Yosef is buried. We need the schus of Yosef to fight Shechem. V'yichan et Pnei Ha'ir. He dwelt in Pnei Ha'ir. Erev Shabbos Haya. This is Erev Shabbos. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a remez to Shabbos. This Maisa Dina happened on Shabbos, was a Chilul Shabbos. The Tetze Dina, I'm skipping now. The Tetze Dina, Dina went out. Bat Leah, she was a Yatzanit like a mother Leah. Asher Yalda Le Yaakov, born to Yaakov. Lirot Kibnot Ha'art, see the daughters of the land by herself. That is a very strange thing that Dina does this. Now, before we go into Dina, we know. Where from Parshas Vayetze, how was Dina born? Dina was supposed to be Yosef. Leah davened for Dina that she would be a girl in order that who? That Rachel will have Yosef. So Dina was a tachlif of Yosef. In other words, was a swap of Yosef.
Rachel davened.
Dina represents the female concept of Yosef. I explain to you, the whole concept of Yosef is the Ma'asef. Yosef's the one who gathers in all the lost parts of Yaakov when he goes into Golis. All the Shivrei Ba. He is the Masef. He's the one who gathers all the lost sparks, the lost souls of Yaakov, and brings them back. Now, Dina is a female concept. The Or HaChaim here explains that we'll see that Dina went out to bring back those lost things. That was lost in Shechem. So it says, Vayar ota Shechem ben Chamo. Shechem, the son of Chamo, his physicality. Chomriyut, physicality. He represents the physicality. Hachivi. Chivi is the Nachash. So Dina was being mitchabe to the Ra in the world. Nasi ha'aretz v'yikach ota, he took her, v'yishkav ota, v'ya'aneha, and he afflicted her. V'tidbak nafsho v'dina, and his soul stuck to Dina, literally. Says the Or HaChaim here, Dina was mevarer his soul. Dina took from him the good, the kedusha that was in him, and left him as a kli reik. Bat Yaakov yev et hanara, v'yedaber alev hanara. He spoke the lev of hanara. Now, like I told you, the remez of Hanukkah. This happened on Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos. It happened that what? That Shechem wanted to have relations with Dina. Timed Bat Yaakov, it's connected to the Gzera of Yavan, that anyone who had was getting married, first he had to have relations with the Hagmon Tchila. They used to take the Jewish women before marriage, and they used to take them to the minister, and he used to do whatever he used to do with her, right? That was a decree of Yavan. All the decrees of Yavan were what? To remove Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael means to mitchaber the Kedusha, the physical, to the spiritual. That's what Yavam was all about. Shabbos was a connection of 6 days of physicality to Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos, which represents the spiritual world, right? Rosh Chodesh is Klal Yisrael, there's no Rosh Chodesh, no sanctification of the moon. Rosh Chodesh represents the Beis Din have the ability to decide on the timings of the world. I were involved in the world, just as Klal Yisrael represents the moon, the sun is Kiryachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence. We represent bringing in the divine presence into the world, right? That's the other thing. Torah, obviously, goes against Torah, that we wouldn't have Torah, right? Why? Because Torah represents the connection of the physical to the spiritual. That's what Torah is, the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing into the world. So Yavan was all about disconnecting the physical. The physical, the beauty of the physical for the physical. What there is what you see. The physics, you know, understanding of the physical based on the physical. And Klal Yisrael represents there's something deeper, there's something more plimi, there's something more to understand that explains the physical. This is just a vessel, this is just a deeper, just a shell. There's something more internal. Just as the goof is a shell to the neshama. And that's why we have Bris Milah. Because Bris Milah represents that we need to change the physical. The physical is not good as it is. It needs to be fixed. And also represents the removal of the desire of the physical world. Right? That's the Bris Milah. To remove that physicality so we have Knisa of spirituality and entering of spirituality into our lives. That's why when you have a Bris, Kashem Shikhan is a Bris. The Bris is a covenant with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the removal of the physical desire from us. Ken Yikanas the Terah Luchu Polamaisin Tovu. Through that, through a mute, a removal of a connection to the physical world, we get into Terah Luchu Polamaisin Tovu. Vayomer Shechem el Chamo Aviv, lemo kach li et hayalda hazot lisha. I want her for a wife. VeYaakov shama ki time dina bito, made impure dina. Ubanav hayu et miknei. They were in the field. Besade ve'echarish Yaakov ad boam. He waited till they came. So now you know the whole story of Yaakov and Shechem. So what they said? He said, what was they say? Ve'yetzei chamo avi Shechem el Yaakov ledabeis. We spoke to him. Bnei Yaakov ba'u v'nesade k'shamam v'yitzatzvu ha'anashim v'yachel ha'em o. They were very angry. Ki navla asa b'Yisrael. This nevela, this terrible thing. V'shkov et bat Yaakov. Ken lo yaseh. It shouldn't be such a thing. Right? So now, V'edabe chamo itam lemo. Shechem b'ni chashcha desires nafsho b'bitchem. T'nu na otza lo leisha. We'll be one people. V'itnachnu otanu. We'll get married together. B'noteinu titnu lanu. V'noteinu titku lachem. And you take out your... Live together. This is, like you said, this is the final thing. Esav. The mityavnim. That's the final fight with Esav. Achi. Let's go together. The Seir, the place of Ra. Come together with me. Esav's telling Yaakov. 74% assimilation in America. He's still succeeding. He opened the doors, he opened the universities, be like me, eat like me, sleep like me, and we're going after him. 2,500 Jews for Yoshki pancakes, 1,500 in Kirov. We're losing the fight. We're losing. There's enough money, the Jewish people in the world, to fill all the Kirov, to fill all the yeshivas, to fill 10 times over. Yigar b'kaf yerech Yaakov, tom chedaraisa. There won't be those people who are supporting Torah. That's the end of days. And kaf yerech Yaakov represents promiscuity. The raglayim, the chibul, the regal to the goof, there'll be promiscuity. That's the world we live in. Esav is saying, come, live with us, be like us. Titchaten itanu. And now they ask, they say, so Yaakov comes, right? Churu come be'orma, they come seek with cunningness. They say, yeah, have mila. They came on the third day of the mila, and they killed the whole city. And that was represents Chanukah, like I said, the ma'at, the few children of Yaakov, destroyed all of Greece, right? Shimon and Levi. Levi represents Kahuna, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohanim fought. The Maccabees were all Kohanim. They fought the Greeks. And they destroyed the Ra. Because what does Kahuna represent? Kahuna represents the Chibul, the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mokum of Chibul, Elyonim, Tachtonim. Chibul of the higher world to the lower world. That's Dafka Levi. Whereas Levi represents Torah, represents the Chibul, the connection, the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoda, the Beis HaMikdash. The Kahanim. Levi represents that. He's the one to fight Greece. Says the Chasam Sofer. We're going to learn a little about Hanukkah. Next week we'll learn more. That's the nes of Hanukkah. Hanukkah was the Gilui of Teres HaSod. The Gilui of Chochmas HaKabbalah. Which shows the internality of the world. How all the physical world is connected to the spiritual world. That's our fight with Yavan. Yavan says what there is, what you see. Physics, biology, whatever it is, what you see. The reason you're not happy, because you don't have a certain dumofin in your system. Put dumofin there, you'll be happy. No, happiness has nothing to do with that. It might affect you physically, but that's the reason for it. You're not giving, you're not living a proper life. You're living a life of externality, bringing everything into you, not of giving yourself to others. That's the fight with Esav. That's the fight with Yavan. That's Teres HaKabbalah. And Torah in general. That the revelation of the spiritual worlds and the connection of the spiritual worlds to the physical, that's the fight of the Chitzonius of the Chochmas of Yavan. Okay? And here's mentioned Bris Milah, that they didn't do Bris Milah, that Yavan wanted to say, we'll also do Bris. We'll also do bris. What do you mean also bris? The bris of a goy whose mal is still an aral. It's not a mila. By them saying, we can do bris, is a gam in the mila of Klal Yisrael. They were also gozer, the Yavanim, that we wouldn't do bris mila. I wouldn't have that covered with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We would be like them completely. That's the final fight. That's the Golas Achron. That's the Golas of Chanukah with Esav. And the goddess of, with Ishmael, the goddess of killing. That's Purim. It's Esav, Keneged Torah, like we said before, and Ishmael, Keneged promiscuity. And that's the Kaf Yerech of Yaakov. Tomchei Torah, the fight with the Torah. But all these Jews, they became Esav dicks. They don't believe in Torah. They don't believe it. They'll give to hospitals. They'll give to football teams. They'll give to I don't know what. They won't give to yeshiva. They won't give to Kiruv. There's enough Jewish money in the world to give to all of the ruchnis of the Jewish people 10 times over. Maybe more. So now it goes into, Ve'ele told us Esav hu'edom. Right? So it goes through all the children of Esau when it comes to Eliphaz. It says, V'timna haita pilegish, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lamed Vav Yud Beis. V'timna haita pilegish l'Eliphaz. She was a pilegish to Eliphaz. Ben Esau, the son of Esau, V'teled l'Eliphaz et Amalek. Amalek came from this chibur. Eile b'nei Ada eshet Esau. Right? So there's a big Rashi here. First of all, Rashi goes into showing you how all Esau's children were like mamzerim, right? Yeah, I think Timna came from, I maybe should have read beforehand, but Timna. Lehodia, says Rashi, Gdulato shel Avram, the Gdula of Avram, Kama hayu tevim l'dabek b'zaro, how much they desire to cling to his children. Timna zu bat elufim haita. She was the daughter of very important ministers. Shenema avachot lotan timna. Lotan ma'alufi yoshvei seir. He was from the ministers of seir. Haya. Minachorim shiyashu ba lifnim. Amra. Eini zo, she said. Eini zoche linaseh lecha. I'm not zoche to marry you. Halavai v'yeh pilegish. Let me be a pilegish. Ubedivre hayomim. In Divrei Hayomim, Mone Ota B'Banav Shel Eliphaz. She's with the children of Eliphaz. Melamed Sheba Al Ishto Shel Seir. Eliphaz had relations with the wife of Seir. V'yatza Timna B'Bineihem. And Timna was born from that. I.e., Eliphaz married a wife of Seir. Timna was the daughter. I.e., she was Eliphaz's daughter from this marriage. Vishgadla nasid pilegish, became his pilegish. Right? So you can see, and she wanted to be davuk to Avram, and Avram, of course, sent her away. Vachot lo tantivna, v'lo mana im b'nei seir, sh'aita achoto mina aim. She was the mother, she was a sister from the mother, v'lo mina av, she didn't come from the father, came from Eliphaz. She just told us here. Rashi just told us, Amalek came from this. Timna was a mamzeret. Eliphaz had relations with the wife of Seir, was born Timna. She took Timna on as a wife, and from that came Amalek. All the Kedusha was removed. She had relations with an Eshes Ish. Was a Mamzeret. Mamzer is Mum Zah. Some Zarus. It's a disconnect. The child was disconnected. With that daughter, with her, his own daughter, he had relations. It was a complete Zaros. Amalek represents the complete removal of Kedusha from the world. There was no Kedusha, there was no Shaychis to Kedusha here. There was a Chibur, it was a Dischibur, an improper Chibur. There was his own daughter who was a Mamzeret. There was no chance of a proper Chibur. Even by Goyim, you can't marry them. And that's Amalek. Amalek represents that disconnect of the world. He was born from disconnect, and he represents that disconnect of the world. The disconnect of all Kedusha from the world. That's who he was born. Okay. Now we're going to go in the parasha. We're going to speak. We're going to jump into Lamed Vav. Perek Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph. Ve'ele ha-malachim. These are the kings, Asher Malchu Be'eretz Edom, which had kingship in Eretz Edom. Lifnei melach melech lifnei Yisrael. Before there was kings of Bnei Yisrael. So now we're going through all these eight malachim. And Rashi says here, right? And if you see, it says in the pasuk, V'yim lach nedom bela ben ba'o v'sham iro dinova. V'yamot bala. And he died. So he had dominion and he died. V'yim lach tachtav yova ben zerah mi batzra. V'yomot yova. So it's all speaking about V'yim lach v'yamot. V'yim lach v'yamot. Right? These eight kings. Says Rashi here. So Rashi says here, Eila malachim. Right? Shmonahai. There were eight kings. Konegdam himid Yaakov. Against them, Yaakov also had kings. Ubitel malchut Esav b'yameihem, and they nullified the malchus of Esav. So, like I said, there's umiyematz. That's in the beginning of parasha. We've told us we see that there's this malchus of kedusha connected the malchus of Ra of Esav. Says the Rabbeinu B'chayim, Here's a hint. Al derech haKabbalah. Right? The Makor is the Zohar, Makor is the Arizal, but Rabbeinu Mechaya brings it here. Eile haMalachim Asher Malchu Be'eretz Edom. Yirmoz ala Olamot. There's a hint here to the worlds, the spiritual worlds. Shibara Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created with Midas Adin. Midas Adin is the Midah of Esav. Midas Adin. Kodim Shibara Olam Azeh. Before the creation of this world. Aye, the spiritual worlds that were created before the physical world. The Kodim Shidgalem Malchuta Ba'olam. Before the revelation of the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Before there was Melech in Bnei Yisrael, before there was Malchus in Israel, and before there was a revelation of God's Malchus in the world. Mikan Chaya Bone Olamot, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would create the worlds of Din. The worlds of Din is the worlds of Esau. The worlds of Din is the worlds of Schar. Schar and Onish, that's the spiritual worlds. Umachrivan Vayimloch Vayamus. He created the worlds and he destroyed them. Ad Shebara et Elu, until he created Elu v'shitifim midas harachamim, until Malach Melech v'bnei Yisrael, and then shitif midas harachamim. Then there was a tikkun to the broken spiritual worlds. Right? V'lo uchal afaresh ki advarim amukim. I can't explain these things because they're deep things. V'niskavim ne'elamim and hidden omdim beruma shel olam. Right? And then he goes and explains a few things. We're not going to explain it, but I'm going to explain a little bit, and that's enough for now. Here is a hint. Esav represents the Ra in the world. Esav represents the Midas Adin, the Dio, everything. The whole world is his. Midas Adin, he takes in the whole world, the physical world. That's Vayamas. The Malchus of Esav has to be Vayamas. Has to come with the death of the world, because death is the disconnect of physical to spiritual. Esav represents the death of the world, the disconnect of the world from the physical. The nechra, the world goes to chareva, goes to destruction, because destruction means tohu vavohu, desolation. Vayihi o is the awe of the Torah that Yaakov brings back in the world. Olam hatikun, the fixing of the world. Yaakov brings the world to its revival, to its fixing, and fixes the worlds of Schar. Right, how does Yaakov fix the worlds of Schar? That was hinted. This is brought in the Arizal. That was hinted in the son of Lavan. Yaakov worked for Lavan, and he got Akudim, Nikudim, Vabudim. Says the Arizal, those represent the worlds of Schar. Akudim, the world of connection. Akod, like Yitzhak, who was Akod Lemizbeach, he was tied to the Mizbeach, right? Akudim represents the first world of Scha, that our actions are connected to our Scha, to our reward. Nikudim is the world of Shir, the world of Esav. It's a Nikuda. Nikuda doesn't have any place. It's a point, right? I mean, there's no place of spirituality there. It's just a Nikuda. There's no, it doesn't occupy anything, because a person so involved in himself, the spiritual world doesn't exist for him. And Nekuda doesn't have space. Brudim is making that little Nekuda into a circle. It's giving it space. It's giving it place. That's Yaakov brings the Brudim. That's the Malchus of Yaakov makes the world of Brudim. From Nikudim to Brudim, you go outside of yourself. That Nekuda becomes a whole circle, right? You encircle the world with your goodness. You give out to the world. That's the work of Yaakov. That's how Yaakov fixes the world. That's the Malchus of Yaakov. That's the final fight which is here, which is ended here. And says the Arizal, that's the Makor for our Bechira. Because if we didn't have the Ra created in the world, if we didn't have the Shir Sakelim, we wouldn't have mitzvahs. We wouldn't have Bechira, we wouldn't have mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is in order to have Bechira. Right? So, okay, I said certain things. Whatever you got the deep things. Later on, Bizarre Hashem, one day Bizarre, we'll all understand it together.